Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohl ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What's up, my friends? Thanks for coming to hang out with me today on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. This is episode number 208, and I'm Rick Mulready, and I'm here to simplify online marketing for you so that you can scale and create consistent income and freedom in your business. Really excited about today's episode for you. But before we dive in, I'm recording this on Saturday. What is the date today? Saturday, September 8th. And today marks week number 28 for my wife. And so the third trimester starts today. I've learned so much about this whole process of my wife being pregnant that after 28 weeks, so that's 7 months, but yet we still have like three more months left. We go to 40 weeks. I don't understand. I mean, I didn't understand all this stuff before this whole process, but now I do. And today we're starting the third trimester, and it's been awesome. We just recently actually were picking up the crib this weekend, and Amy's planned her shower and stuff like that. It's been so much fun, and Amy's doing really, really well. Baby's growing really well. So super excited. And I cannot believe how quickly time is going. It is already the first week of September, and baby's due early December. Holy cow, it's coming fast. And I'm really, really excited about it. And it's been really cool, actually, because I've been interviewed on other shows recently where I've been starting to talk about how I'm going to be running the business, you know, with a new baby, and how, you know, the new challenges that presents for the business and everything. And it's been really, really cool to talk about these types of things, and also the types of things that we're putting into place here in the business, you know, more systems and processes with the team and stuff like that to make sure that it's as smooth as possible. I'm really, really excited, but holy cow, time is going by really, really quickly. I talked to some friends this morning. I actually talked to Amy Porterfield this morning, for example. I had coffee with her, and she was saying the same thing as far as time goes. It's like, man, we're already, you know, into September here. Where did the summer go? And before we know it, it's going to be the holidays, which is pretty crazy. So anyway, just wanted to update you on all that stuff. Everything's going really, really well. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about five proven growth strategies that you can do today to grow your business. And joining me to share his expertise is my good buddy, David Kelly. I love this guy. He is amazing. And David is the general manager of the King Sumo brand, which is part of Noah Kagan's sumo empire, which includes brands like AppSumo and Sumo.com. Now, if you recall, Noah Kagan was a guest on the show here back on episode number 160, where we talked about how to create a simple marketing plan that actually works. So if you want to go back and check that episode out, it's rickmulready.com/160. Now, David's got a great background in both paid and organic marketing. In addition to his experience with Noah and King Sumo, he's been in a number of different roles with top marketers and companies, including doing things like copywriting and market research for Ramit Sethi. Now, just like any marketer, not everything David has tried has worked. But when he uses a new strategy, he really dives into measuring the key metrics and keeps on testing and tweaking until he's able to dial in the results. I've gotten to know David over the last year or so as he lives here in San Diego. Noah actually connected us, and he is one of the smartest dudes that I know. And the way that he thinks about growing businesses, not only does it work, but he also simplifies it down into really easy to follow steps. I've learned a ton from him whenever we sit down for coffee. So I asked him to come on here to the show to share all of his wisdom with you, just as if you two were sitting down for coffee with him. So today he's going to share five proven growth strategies that you can do today to grow your business. He knows these strategies work because they've actually tested them. So there's nothing like theoretical about what he's going to be talking about and what you're going to be learning here today. They're also super inexpensive, if not free, to test. Bonus there, right? They also work for big and small businesses alike. And he likens these strategies to kind of a choose your own marketing adventure, meaning like you can pick one or you can do all of these five strategies that he's going to dive into here today. Oh, and make sure that you stay tuned until the end of the episode, as you're going to hear a special prize announcement from David that you are not going to want to miss. I had no idea he was going to offer this, this special prize, and it's a really, really good prize. So make sure that you stay till the end when David makes that announcement. So without further ado, let's go hang out with David Kelly and talk about some proven growth strategies for your business. David, welcome to the show, my man. So glad to have you on here. How you doing?
Oh, man, it is a pleasure to be here. And your audience probably doesn't know this, but we're actually best friends now in real life.
We are.
So
we
are. Not only friends, but best friends. So it's a pleasure to have a best friend chat.
I've gotten to know David over the past, say, what, year or so? And because he lives here in San Diego, but when he's not traveling, he's around here because you travel a lot.
Yeah, I'm in Salt Lake City right now, and thankfully your viewers can't see me or your listeners can't see me because there's just this dark shadow that we were joking about, and I look like I'm an axe murderer. And you just have like this gorgeous natural light just like making you glow. So it's a little different.
It's all about how I show up on camera, my man. So we're going to get into some really cool stuff. Like this is stuff that, for everybody listening, we hit record here, I said, David, this is just like we're sitting down for coffee. This is just a conversation. Oftentimes when we do these types of interviews, I don't come in with a list of questions. You know, like I have sort of an idea of where we want to go, and this is just like where the conversation goes. And I hear from so many of my guests that when we wrap up, they're like, ooh, that was just so natural. And so this is just like David and I sitting down for coffee, as we often do, and just kind of talking about the different types of things that we generally talk about. And so today we're going to be getting into marketing strategies, five like growth strategies that you can implement in your business today. And, you know, one thing I love about David is whenever he's talking about stuff, it's super actionable. And so that's what we really want to make this episode here for you today, is talk about these strategies, talk about testing them, what goes into these strategies, what you can do right now. And the other thing too, that I know we're going to get into, is these are all dirt cheap. You know, these are not expensive things to be doing. So before we get into all that, David, tell AOPT Nation here a little bit about you and what you've been up to.
Oh, man. So it's funny that we're talking about some growth strategies, because my background actually starts with paid traffic. When I was 22, 23 years old, I started doing Google AdWords, and then I realized I was really bad at it. So I started going into free methods. Right now, I'm the general manager of King Sumo, which is part of Sumo Group. So if your listeners have heard of AppSumo, Sumo.com, we are the third division. And if some of your listeners actually remember you having Noah Kagan on the podcast a few years ago or months ago or however long it was.
That was a while back. I'll have to look up. I'll look it up for the intro of the show, and I'll put the episode number in there.
Nice. Yeah. So I'm his compadre basically on the King Sumo side. So I help run a lot of King Sumo stuff. And then I also help run a lot of his personal stuff like OK Dork. And we test growth strategies and try to grow different channels and try to grow different ideas pretty rapidly.
Yeah, you guys have done such a great job. And that was one big topic that we talked to Noah about when he was on, is like, you know, testing these growth strategies, testing. You guys have such a great framework for testing. Not only, all right, this is how we're going to test. So you test something the same way every time. Obviously, it's different for, you know, like the nuances of whatever channel that you're testing. But the framework is the same. And you guys are sort of like get in, get out if it's not working. And so I want to kind of dive into that a little bit about these different strategies here today. Talk a little bit more about what you're doing within King Sumo. I think that's really interesting for people to hear.
Yeah, King Sumo is a fun one because we actually created this from our own need. I think it was about like 4 or 5 years ago. We created this WordPress plugin that helped people run viral giveaways. And the entire concept behind it was, hey, we need to grow AppSumo. We don't have a marketing budget to spend. We're not venture capital backed. So what can we do that really pushes AppSumo's growth to the next level? And in the early days, AppSumo actually generated about 30% of their revenue from giveaways. So we saw that and we're like, okay, this is freaking awesome. So then we made a WordPress plugin. And last year, actually only a few months ago, but it was around the start of the year, we launched a web app version of King Sumo, which is all around people who don't have WordPress, don't have WordPress plugin access, but they still want to grow their business idea without spending a lot of money on paid traffic or marketing channels or even time like SEO. It's a dead simple way to grow. That's really our thought process on it.
I love it. I love it. You also did work for Ramit Sethi earlier, earlier in your career as well. What'd you do for
him? Yeah, I worked for Ramit Sethi. I did some copywriting for him. Okay. And I also did some like pseudo customer service outreach, market research type like jack of all trades position. That was a couple years ago. And then before this with Noah, I worked for a company called Student Loan Hero. I was the first marketer for them, and that was acquired by LendingTree for about $60 million a few months ago. So
wow, nice.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I tell everyone I got $30 million from the sale and no one believes me. They're like, there's no way. And it's true. I didn't even get close to that. I got table scraps.
At least you got something there. That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. So, bragging rights, mainly.
That's right. That's right. So I want to get into these five growth strategies here. And you know what I love about what we're going to be talking about here, these aren't just ideas. There's no theory here. You guys have tested these things and they work. And so, and as we mentioned before, they don't cost a lot to do. And so I want to get into these things, into these strategies here. But before we do, we were just talking about the testing methodology, like what the framework is for testing, you know, a marketing strategy and figuring out if something works or something doesn't work. And if it doesn't, boom, you're on to the next, you're on to the next thing. Can you kind of take us through what that framework looks like?
Yeah. The simplest way to high level to explain our framework is we try things for a month. And I think it's really interesting to talk about the time-based testing methodology we use because we do that with not only marketing channels, but we also try that with business ideas. And a month is a good amount of time, we notice, because it gives us time during that month to iterate on different ideas and to make sure that we're not just trying things for like a week and then being like, oh, this doesn't work. But the truth would be that we didn't actually try it well enough. So when we look at different marketing channels, when we look at different ideas, we go in and we say, how can we test this? What are the things we want to test? And how can we see if this is going to work? And then we're really, really clear cut at the end of the month, knowing that we tried a lot of different strategies, we tried a lot of different things. And if it didn't work, it might be us, but there also might be other factors at play, like the market isn't strong enough in that certain area, or it just isn't a good marketing channel. So it leaves an opportunity for us to move on to the next thing.
And then is there a certain amount of budget that you put behind it, or is it, you know, so you set the timeline. Okay. 30 days is sort of the sweet spot that you found that isn't too short, but not too long to figure out, you know, does this, you know, is the market going to like it, whether it's an idea or, you know, is the marketing strategy going to work? Is there a budget that you put behind it, or what else goes into that?
Usually when we validate ideas like this or idea channels like marketing channels, we keep it as cheap as we possibly can. Yeah. So for example, with LinkedIn, we heard a lot about LinkedIn, and you and I have talked about this a lot, Rick, that we heard just from our friends, Noah's friends, that it was really doing well. So we went in and we said, okay, like, what are the cheapest and easiest and quickest ways we can start testing LinkedIn to see if status updates work for our business specifically? Because I think there's a lot out there, and I've seen this a lot, especially as a marketer, where it's like the 10 best ways to do XYZ. And mm-hmm. those blog posts are just littered across the internet.
Yeah.
And that might be true for some businesses, but I think it's really valuable to actually test them for one's own business. So with LinkedIn, we were like, okay, cool. We hear enough from our friends to think it's a worthwhile thing to test. Let's just do it for free. Let's just do it every morning for, let's say, like 4 weeks. Let's iterate every week as we go by. Let's keep a document that tells us data so we can try to do some correlation analysis to see what parts of a LinkedIn post matter and which don't. For example, the length, the using a link, putting emojis, et cetera, et cetera. And then we just launch and test.
One thing on top of that, that you, and you just touched on it there, David, is that you guys do so well is you measure. You measure. Yeah. You don't do like, all right, I'm going to test this for 30 days and like, all right, does it work? Did it not work? Mm-hmm. You guys are actually you're iterating and testing. And as you mentioned, every week you are reviewing what you did in the previous week. Okay, what do we need to change going forward? And you touched on a couple of things there. I love the example of LinkedIn. I'm glad you bring that up.
Yeah.
What are some of those things? What are some of those factors that you're looking at when you are measuring whether this is working or not?
It's interesting with new marketing channels because I used to have this belief that like people that measured and tested just like knew everything off the bat. And then the CEO of another Sumo Group division, sumo.com, this guy named Chad, who's a fantastic CEO, explained to me one time that like the point of models and the point of data is that you just do the best you can at first and then you constantly reiterate over time, right? So like with LinkedIn, when we were starting, we were just like, let's do some LinkedIn posts without like any type of data collection and just figure out like what type of things we even want to collect data around. And then after about a week, it became apparent that we could measure things like, okay, what are the views? What are the clicks? What are the comments? And then we'd look at, okay, like after a week's worth of posts, we've tried like a couple long posts, a couple short posts, just kind of naturally. That's kind of how it would happen. Mm-hmm. So we were able to kind of correlate and put that data together. So my big advice is like, don't let trying to understand all the data up front stop one from launching something. Really, the model can change over time.
Yeah.
And by the end of 4 weeks and where we are with now with LinkedIn is we measure a lot of different things. But it all started with that first step of just being like, let's just post this and see what the heck happens.
Yeah. Well, I know we're going to talk about your LinkedIn today because, and this is something that I'm very interested in. As you mentioned, we've talked about it.
Yeah.
Like I keep hearing that LinkedIn, not so much from a paid ad side, but from an organic side for the right type of business. If your audience is on there, it has been really effective. And I think, I think they've done a good job of figuring some stuff out over the past, maybe say 18 months or so, where early on, not very good. And then, right. You know, I think they got a little bit better and then they kind of took a downturn. And now for the past 18 months or so, everything I've heard from an organic standpoint is really positive. So I know we're going to be talking about that here today. So thanks for taking us through that testing methodology. And I know we're going to touch on that a little bit when we get into these five strategies here. Before we do that, I understand you have a special prize. At the end. You don't have to give it away right now.
Okay.
But actually, I didn't. I'm looking at the doc here that you sent over to me, and we're at the end. You're going to give away a special prize. I love it.
Yes, we are. And we'll just tease it for now. I don't know if I want to say the prize yet. We'll make people listen to the advice.
Okay.
We'll see what they say.
I love it. Okay. So let's dive into these five strategies, you know, for marketing your business. The cool thing is that these work whether you're a small business or a big business, which is, you know, yep. I love because we've got all different types of businesses listening to the podcast here. So let's dive into these strategies.
I love it. Let's do it.
So what's the first growth strategy? I have it in front of me, but I want you to list it out and start talking about it.
Yes. Okay, cool. So the first strategy is product hunt ship. We've seen a lot of success with this. And to be clear, I think all these actually work very well in conjunction with paid advertising, right? So Noah made a name for himself by being one of the people that created Facebook ads. That was his job when he was at Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't think of these as like an exclusive thing to do. I would look at these as an addition to the Facebook ads and the paid traffic your teams and your listeners are using. But Product Hunt Ship, what's really interesting about Product Hunt Ship is you have this website, Product Hunt, that gets a boatload of traffic, just an unbelievable amount of traffic, right? And from a company perspective, they're looking to monetize product hunt, right? So they're profitable. So the way they're doing that seems to be through this feature called product hunt ship. And what
I want to slow that down for people is product hunt ship, as in like the boat.
That's right.
Okay. That's product hunt ship. Okay. Got it. Cool.
Like you're on a ship to making a lot of money.
There we go. Perfect. Hunt. Perfect.
So product hunt ship, the cool part about it is it's different than posting just an idea or a product on product hunt, which a lot of people are familiar with. Product hunt ship allows you to kind of pre-launch an idea on their platform and collect email subscribers. Now, here's the interesting thing. So for $79 a month, you can cancel after the first month if you want to, you get this Product Hunt ship page that is also cross-promoted by Product Hunt. Now, this is crazy because a website like Product Hunt in the past, let's say, to advertise on a site that gets as much traffic as they do, to advertise in an email newsletter that gets as much interest as Product Hunt's newsletter, would cost like thousands to tens of thousands to some other crazy agreement.
Yeah.
But they're offering to do it for you for $79. So I've seen lists grow pretty substantially, like double in size, by just doing a Product Hunt ship launch and just letting them cross promote it.
Are you one of many in their email promotion, or how do they work that out?
Yeah, so you're one of many for that day. So what happens is you create a Product Hunt ship page and you buy their upgraded pro or super pro level. Mm-hmm. And they say, hey, we saw your thing. It's approved. Just a heads up. We're going to promote it on our website and in our newsletter on this day. So you get one day of promotion, at least from Product Hunt, but it still remains on the Product Hunt website for people to scroll through the Product Hunt ship options.
Gotcha.
And oftentimes it's actually less crowded than launching a normal Product Hunt product. So you're not dealing with the crowds and as much of the cross-pollination from people. So it's a less noisy market to launch.
Gotcha. Now, what type of products can we use this for? Like, could I use it for one of my courses, or do we have to be talking about, you know, a physical product or something like that?
Oh, anything you want. So we've launched it for, I launched it for a newsletter that I just had an idea for back in February. I was like, this sounds fun. I'm just going to do this random newsletter where I get tips from some people. And then I've seen it work for Sumo. So our sister company, Sumo.com, they were just like, hey, we have a new feature inside of Sumo. There don't seem to be that strong of restrictions, at least at the time of this recording. It might change as Product Hunt changes things. But like a lot of marketing channels, really the power and the benefit is getting in early before they kind of mess with things and before they lower the reach down.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard of Product Hunt before, to be honest, and you and I've talked about this a little bit in the past. Like, I really don't know. I really don't know a whole lot about it, and this is crazy for the opportunity that it sounds like that exists with it. You guys have done a really good job with, you know, in testing it out. Obviously, what we're talking about here,
sure.
But for $79 for the pro, it's a, you can get the email promo and you can cancel after that if you wanted to. You've got you've got a pro tip here as well.
Yeah, so my pro tip, this is so sketchy, but I'll share it with your audience. They're definitely going to block this in the near future. So my word of warning is to just do this quick, listeners, before they catch on.
Now that it's on and the also, show here, they're definitely going to, someone's going to hear it and it's not going to be available anymore.
And don't sue me, Product Hunt. Please don't sue me. But anyway, so a trick I noticed was I accidentally messed up my Product Hunt ship page when I was testing this a while ago, right? So I emailed their support team and I was like, hey guys, I messed up my Product Hunt ship page. What should I do? And they just said to delete it and recreate it. The interesting thing is they had already promoted my page. And then when I deleted it and recreated it again, they sent me another email saying they were going to promote it again. So I essentially got two promotions for free.
Nice bonus.
Now, yeah, I think if you were to do this like four or five times, they would catch on.
Yeah.
But this started as just an innocent issue by me, and I noticed that it worked really well. So it could be kind of a growth hack for the time being.
Okay, so that was a really good pro tip. You're gonna have to give me a pro tip, give everybody here a pro tip for each one of the four remaining strategies here.
Oh geez, okay. Let's do it, challenge accepted.
I'm gonna put you on the spot. Okay, what's the second marketing channel strategy that we're talking about here for growth?
All right, so this one is fun. We've spent a lot of time on this with Noah. So the YouTube medium is really, really interesting. And here's why it's interesting, right? So on Google, let's say you're doing SEO, and there are a lot of really good SEO people out there like Brian Dean who can advise you on how to do SEO. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is you're competing for the SERP. And what that means is you're competing for one of the top 10 spots on Google. So it's a very zero-sum game. It's a very aggressive game, especially when you're going against larger companies that just have teams of SEO experts. Like when I was at Student Loan Hero, we had people, a team of like five or six people that just worked on backlinks, basically. So you're competing against that. What we notice with YouTube is you can leverage your competitors. So under suggested videos for YouTube videos, you'll see other videos. So I can target, let's say, a Neil Patel video that has specific keywords. And if I do the right keywords that match the Neil Patel video, which you can just look at the page source or use a tool like vidIQ to find, I will actually show a suggested video. And for big channels, like 30% of views come from suggested videos. So it's a really big channel.
All right. I have so much I want to unpack here and dive into this here.
Sure.
Okay. So can you kind of unpack that a little bit more as far as leveraging competitors? So you use the Neil Patel example here. And so Neil does a lot of videos and they're like, all right, you know what? I want Neil's audience, or his audience is relevant to what I'm doing. Take us through sort of what that process looks like in order to take advantage of that.
Yep. So I'll give you guys three steps right now. Like, this is going to be the easiest way to just 80-20 this. So the first thing you do is go on YouTube, search for like a popular keyword, like marketing tips or Facebook ads tutorial. Mm-hmm. Find a keyword that has above 100,000 search results, because that shows you there are significant amount of videos. And by the way, YouTube has kind of blocked their search results. So if when this is released, they're still blocking. You can also just use a trick like Google and do site:youtube.com and then search for the keyword, and that tells you how many results come up.
Site:YouTube and then the search term?
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Exactly. Yep, because that shows Google that you just want to search specifically on the YouTube domain for whatever key term you use.
Okay.
So that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is download a tool like vidIQ, or I believe TubeBuddy's another one. And you go to any video, let's say like Neil Patel's video, it'll show you the tags they're using. And then you want to copy those tags both in your title, your description, the topic of your video. You want to copy those in your own tags as well. So the purpose is to find videos that there are a lot of, or find a specific video that's very popular and copy what they're doing, because that qualifies to Google that you're going to show as a suggested video.
Gotcha. Okay. Pretty straightforward what we can do with that. Now, I noticed that you said that their traffic coming from YouTube is a higher quality, like coming from your site, coming to your site from YouTube, that traffic is higher quality than coming from other places. How are you measuring that?
Yep. So we notice just by bounce rate and time on site at a very high level. You could also do some type of revenue analysis for Noah's website, okdork.com. It doesn't really matter too much because we don't sell any products. Mm-hmm. But we've also heard this pretty universally from our friends that the traffic that does come from YouTube, although it's often smaller than Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or Growth Hackers or those other channels, it is usually higher quality.
Okay. I mean, I'd rather have higher quality and less, you know, fewer visitors than more and crappy quality. I mean, that's awesome.
That's right. Yeah, it's so true.
So what's the third growth strategy?
Yeah, so this one will be one that your listeners are like no doubt aware of. So there's this crazy thing online called Facebook ads. Some people might have heard of it, right? First time ever people are hearing about this. So what I want to do is just give a unique tip potentially for Facebook ads that worked really well for us that people potentially aren't leveraging as much. So we use this thing called a content blocker. And some people might have seen this on websites like Wall Street Journal and all those other ones. And those ones are kind of annoying because they gate most of the content and you just don't even have an idea what it's about. And then they're like, hey, pay us like $15 million and we'll like show you this one article. And it's like, no way in heck am I going to do that. That's ridiculous. Right. So what we noticed is we built this WordPress plugin, and I can share it to anyone who emails david@kingsumo.com. And this WordPress plugin.
Be careful with that. You're going to get a lot of outreach right now.
It's all right. I think I can handle it. I'll hire a VA. We'll be okay. Or just stay up on coffee for a few days straight. Both are okay. But with the content blocker, designed for WordPress, you can specify, I want to show X scroll depth, something that blocks the content, and then require an email address for people to view the content. And you can change around the call to action, the title, et cetera, et cetera. So we just built this for our own need out of curiosity, just to see how it worked. We want to show people some of the content, let's say like 30% of the content, so they understand what it's about. They have a great preview, and then they decide whether or not they want to continue. And then we don't want to charge for it. We only want to get an email address for it. So we were able to get new leads for about $1 per lead, just like cold leads, no retargeting, nothing interest-based, just like pretty simple type stuff. So it turned out to be a pretty good content channel for us. The downside is potentially watch for quality. And we'll talk about this with the next thing as well. Mm-hmm. But quality can potentially be an issue. So we recommend putting in a separate email list or doing double opt-in confirmation, something that's a little more aggressive to make sure you're getting valid, solid email addresses.
Yep. I love it. Okay, cool. I like that strategy. You do have to be careful with to stay within policy such that, you know, it's not popping up right away. So it's not a gated piece of content that, I mean, you can still do that, obviously, but, you know, you don't want it to be an annoying pop-up because that is against policy. So what David is saying here is that, look, like, let's just say after 30% of the article, after they get a good idea of what they're reading, the type of content that they're getting into here, then the field appears there. So in order to continue to read, they have to enter their email. And David's right. We see this, you know, I read all the Washington Capitals articles on the Washington Post, for example, and I'm always getting limited by that. Like, you know, you've reached your limit for the month or whatever. Super annoying. So I like this strategy. This is good for testing out. Okay. What's the next one?
All right. So this big one is giveaways. And this is really what our forte is at kinksumo.com. We talk about giveaways and we build giveaways and we sleep giveaways and we just do everything giveaway related. So giveaways can be really big. And what we specifically notice about giveaways are we wanted a cheap way to grow a business without spending like a lot of money on advertising or hiring an SEO firm. And this was during the early days of AppSumo. So giveaways are really good at A, helping small businesses grow that don't necessarily have the budget, or they're putting the budget towards Facebook ads, let's say, and it's a smaller budget. They just want to keep 100% of Facebook ads. And B, it's a really good way to boost email list size. So for AppSumo, we accounted for about 30% of their revenue in the early days with this tool. AppSumo is now an 8-figure company. So we're like, oh, for sure, we're going to release this more publicly. Mm-hmm. We see some really interesting stuff. So for example, here's a real example. We had someone spend $300 recently and get 5,300 email subscribers. So that's about 5 cents per email sub lead.
Yeah.
Even if you assume that 50% of those, half of those are bad leads, low quality leads, that still is dirt cheap to generate leads for that cost.
Yeah. If they're coming in just to get the giveaway, all right, low quality, boom. Like, let's just say, assume half, like you just said, 10 cents per email subscriber. That's awesome.
Exactly. Perfect segue to what I was just going to say with three simple tips, right? Like, so there are three things I would say. So one is go to kinksumo.com or sign up, or if you want to use another tool, that's totally cool too. There's Gleam, Rafflecopter, a lot of others out there. The next thing is just pick a prize or multiple prizes, like I'd say up to three that fit within your target audience. Bonus points if you can actually get partners to help you get free prizes, right? So we see a lot of people who are able to reach out to their friends in the industry, Joe Schmo, like, hey, I would love to get your prize. I'll cross promote you on a giveaway page. I'll tag you on our social posts. And people are very willing to give free prizes for that. And then the third thing is just promote like crazy. Send your email list, post on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera. The way this helps generate new customers is when an existing customer refers someone, the existing customer gets three bonus entries. So they're incentivized to share with their friends. But in order to even get to that point, you need to make sure to launch to like a very stable group of people who can help kind of push the boulder down the hill.
Sure, sure. And using a tool like KingSumo, like you work on, that it does it all for you. It's, you just set it up and it makes it super easy to do.
Exactly. And gotcha. Here's a bonus thing. Mm-hmm. I know we talk about bonus things, so I'm going to throw the bonus thing in for this one. We tried this. We don't see many other people doing this, but this works really, really well, especially if you have partners and you want to just drive some goodwill. So after a giveaway is over, you have like 99% of people did not win a prize, right? Like usually just one dude in like whatever Arkansas wins a prize and you have all these other people that want a prize. So after giveaway is over, we'll often send an email, especially if it's a product, a physical product or a digital product, saying, hey, you didn't win the prize, but just as a thanks for entering, we're going to give you 10 to 20% off your purchase using this exclusive code. That makes them feel really happy, very top of mind, and it helps drive sales to either your product or the partner's product.
Love it. That's your pro tip for that one.
Pro tip.
I love
Hashtag
it.
Pro tip.
Hashtag pro tip. Okay, cool. And is this the last one? Yeah. What's the fifth growth strategy?
Yeah. So the fifth one is LinkedIn. We talked about this earlier in the conversation, but we notice we get 3 to 10 times the number of clicks from LinkedIn versus Twitter. And the pretty insane part is we have half the followers on LinkedIn that we do Twitter. So it just seems like the algorithm and how LinkedIn surfaces posts is much, much better than Twitter.
So, and you talked about before, like you've tested this extensively, you figured out what works, what doesn't. And just to clarify here for everyone, what David's talking about here, this is organic. Like this is posting on LinkedIn organically. We're not talking about LinkedIn ads or anything like that. So when people want to start with this, and I know that you mentioned before, like, look, just start it, just get it out there and then kind of gauge from once you get it out there and see what's working or not. What are some best practices though that you found that works really well on LinkedIn?
So here are four things we found. We'll see how many I can think of.
Don't forget the pro tip.
That's right. The pro tip will be number five. So here's what we do with Noah's account. One is we post it from his personal account, right? So always post from a personal account. Business account just seems like kind of weird. It's like there's no face to the name. I'm just not going to engage with that. Think like a user. Your users aren't going to engage with it either. Two is accept everyone who sends you a LinkedIn request. So Noah does that and has something like 30,000 LinkedIn requests. What I would suggest is that you change your LinkedIn email address to a secondary email address if you're worried about people seeing your email address and spamming you. Also, it does make it a little difficult to actually respond to your real friends on LinkedIn because a lot of people will send you messages. But if your purpose and your hope is to just drive a lot of traffic or a lot of sales or to use LinkedIn as a marketing channel, that's one way to do it. Okay, so those are the first two. The second thing we noticed is we actually did a lot of analysis on like 100 plus LinkedIn posts over the past year-ish. And we noticed that around 688 total characters as a status update is really like the golden amount of characters. So that means like a shorter post works best.
688 characters.
Yep, that was a median of the most successful posts we did.
Okay, so we talk, right? Is that roughly what, like 3 or 4 paragraphs?
Yeah, I think it's a little shorter than that. And speaking of paragraphs, that's actually a really good point because if you do like walls of text, no one's going to read it, right? It's like story of my life too. Like I just don't read long things and I think all millennials are the same. We just have hyper ADHD. But I recommend doing like line by line. So it's like line, paragraph. So each paragraph is essentially a sentence or maybe a couple sentences.
Okay.
Very small.
Okay.
All right. And then a couple more tips. Posting on Thursday or Friday, we noticed had the best results, which is interesting because coming from email marketing background, like I have, you notice like Tuesday or Wednesday are typically better for emails. So later in the week is actually really good to test. And then the first two lines being really, really great. Because if you go to LinkedIn, you'll notice there's a see more area and the see more area displays after the first two lines. So if the first two lines don't hook, no one's going to click see more. Mm. And we notice a direct correlation between views to clicks to whatever action people take on your site, starting with the see more. So that really kicks off the whole process. So make sure that is really, really sound.
I'm also seeing a note here about, you know, telling a story or a narrative. Yes. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so we do this with a lot of Noah's content. I think that's what it really separates our brand from a lot of others. There's just so much inauthenticity and lack of vulnerability online. Mm. And when like everything sounds like everything else, it's like, why would you even want to play in that red ocean? Like, why don't you just go to a blue ocean where you're able to actually do things a little differently and you're able to separate yourself and there is less competition? So for LinkedIn, and more people are starting to do this, we'll often tell a story that's a little more personal, like in the early days of AppSumo, like this is what it was like. And then I did this thing and then it got a little better. We try to keep it as authentic as we possibly can because some people swing to the other way and they're like, yo, when I was 25, I was broke. I was living on the street. Like my mom hated me or whatever. And now I'm like a multi-millionaire hanging out with, like, I don't know, Damon John or whatever. Yeah. And we just try not to do that. So there is a balance, but I think telling a story helps people connect emotionally to what we're talking about and helps them really kind of focus in and potentially click on the piece of content we're promoting or the product we're promoting.
So that was my next question is, so you're telling a narrative, you're telling a story. It's not very long. I mean, we're talking 688 characters. These are not even words, 688 characters. It's very specific, by the way. How are you tying in the call to action in that?
We put the call to action at the bottom of LinkedIn posts. We have also heard people say that putting it in the first comment instead works well. That has not historically worked well for us, but many people have said it, so it's potentially worth trying. Mm-hmm. Now, the way we tie it in is, like, really, we'll do something like this, right? So, like, we have a LinkedIn post for YouTube videos quite often because we're promoting on YouTube.
Yep.
We're promoting our YouTube videos. So we'll do something like, hey, like, when I started my business, this is what it was like. I tried these things. They didn't really work. Today, I'm talking about the five biggest tips I've actually noticed work. And then we put, here's one, here's two, here's three, here's four, here's five. If you want the full details, watch the video below. So something really simple. And we try not to clickbait people either. We'll just be like, listen, here's like the first five tips. We're literally going to list them in the LinkedIn post, like in very abbreviated form at just a very high level. So you can see them if you don't want to watch the video. And then if you do want more, you can watch the video. And I think that shows respect for the user too, that we're just not like trying to totally clickbait them into clicking whatever we want.
Totally. I mean, a good way of like training them, for lack of a better way to say it too, with what they can expect each time they come back to one of your posts, and they're like, oh, okay, this is legit stuff here. I'm going to learn something. And yeah, I'll click on it if I want to, but it's not clickbait.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's interesting because we actually did a kind of clickbaity post a while back, and it actually worked really well. And the post was about Facebook ads, actually. So we said, hey, everyone who comments gets and says and like likes this post, for example, gets our Facebook ad checklist. And it actually worked pretty well. Mm-hmm. So that could be something that your users could try. I would just err on the side of caution because a lot more people are doing that now. If you comment, you get X. Mm-hmm. And it can seem kind of scammy and kind of weird.
Yeah.
And also, it's a bit of a logistical nightmare to try to fulfill that because a lot of people will comment on that.
Yeah,
so
seriously,
you might need a VA or something.
Yeah. Okay, what's your pro tip for that one, for LinkedIn?
So my pro tip on this one for LinkedIn is use a Bitly link. So a lot of people don't know this, but with Bitly links, you can put a plus sign at the end of any Bitly link, like even not your Bitly link, and see exactly how many clicks are generated from that Bitly link. So it's just like public domain, right? So if it's like bit.ly/QZ7956, I can just add a plus sign at the end to see exactly how many clicks. Bitly links are also just like a little shorter and easier to follow. Mm-hmm. So not only is it easier for you to track, but it's also easier for you to just like read as a reader.
Sure. Interesting. So wait, I can look at, I can take any Bitly link and put a plus behind it or put at the end of it, or is it just my own Bitly link?
No, you can put any Bitly link. The world is your oyster, Rick. You can see whatever anyone is doing.
And wow, like my mind's blown right now. This is definitely a pro tip. So I put a plus sign at the end, and then what do I do? And I go to the link.
That's it? Yeah, you just go to the link and it'll give you like the dashboard or data view of that link.
Super hack. I love it.
It's really cool. And it'll also show you like the sources for where the clicks are coming from, like whether it's coming from LinkedIn or XYZ. We will only create a Bitly link specific to posting on LinkedIn, for example, because anytime you use like source type tagging or any of the Google Analytics stuff, it can get a little wonky.
Yeah.
So we're just like, okay, like let's just use a Bitly link. Let's only use it for LinkedIn. Done and done.
Okay. Make it easy. Dude, this is so all right. I want to recap here. We have product hunt ship. We talked about those tips, including the pro tip of, well, you can go back and listen to that part if you missed the pro tip on that one. YouTube, talking about YouTube and leveraging your competitors. And David took us through three easy steps to do to be able to look at that, what your competitors are doing, types of keywords, that sort of thing, and what you can do to get in on the suggested videos. We talked about Facebook ads, and he talked about the strategy that they've used to get email subscribers for under a dollar, where you've got, you know, send people to a blog post or piece of content and then have an email opt-in there in order for them to continue reading the entire piece of content. We talked about giveaways, and David talked about different strategies there for giveaways. And even if they're, you know, even if it's poor quality, let's just say you cut, you know, 50%, this is still a great strategy for getting email subscribers at a very good ROI. And he shared three ways to do that. King Sumo talking about how to pick a prize and then promoting it. And then we've just finished off talking about LinkedIn and treating LinkedIn, or approaching LinkedIn, I should say, from an organic standpoint, which, again, I've been hearing very good things about for a while now. So five really good strategies. None of these, it sounds like, you know, it just kind of recapping that you don't have to spend a lot of money to do it. And you can start testing these. And so one thing before we get to the special prize announcement.
Yes.
You guys do a very good job of deciding where you're going to put your attention from a marketing standpoint, because I can imagine there are people listening to this and like, holy cow, these are five strategies. I want to go do them all, you know, and then all of a sudden it's overwhelming and then we don't do anything. Right.
Right.
And you guys do such a good job of figuring out where you're going to focus your attention. And you said test it for 30 days or so. Can you kind of talk us through real quick before we wrap up how you do that, like how you decide what you're going to focus on from a marketing standpoint?
Yeah, well, we'll usually test a few different marketing channels every 30 days, okay, like when we're in the heavy testing phase. So it'll be LinkedIn, it'll be blog posting, it'll be XYZ, and maybe another one. And really how we test is we'll just try things that we've heard work well in that area. And we'll try things that we haven't even heard about, right? So a lot of this will just come from reading articles or Noah's Intuition or Noah's Friend Group, mm-hmm, which are pretty involved in stuff like this.
Yeah.
So we'll just try it like that. And what's interesting is, like, I pulled out the five that worked. It's very normal for many to fail. So for every one that has worked for us, we've seen like three or four fail. Mm. So for King Sumo, blog posting hasn't really worked great. Direct outreach hasn't really worked great. Podcasts for us have worked pretty well, but like not amazing to grow a business. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of things that we've tried that just haven't worked. So yep. I would suggest pick three or four a month, just test a few different strategies, see what works. And then at the end of the month, if it doesn't work, just move on to more marketing channels. So you could really cycle through.
Yeah.
And then when you find the winners, just really focus on those.
Love it. I love it. All right.
Yeah.
Special prize announcement. Talk to us.
Oh boy. So here we go. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. I love when people take action, right? Like, it's cool to listen to this, and I hope it helps some people that aren't ready to take action in the future potentially, but just take action now. Just try it. It doesn't need to be perfect. So here's what the deal is. If you guys try any of these marketing strategies, it doesn't even matter which one. It can be giveaways. It can be products on chip. It can be whatever. And then just let me know how it goes. Send me a screenshot. Give me results. Give me some data. Send it to david@kingsumo.com. In the next few weeks, I'll pick someone to win a year of King Sumo Pro, which is worth about $200 to $300 per year, something in that range. And then I'll also give you an hour of my consulting time, which is worth $30 million.
Since that's
responsible
awesome
for a student loan here. So it's fine. Like, that's just what it is.
Amazing. So pick one of these strategies that we've talked about here today and email David. So it's david@kingsumo.com, and
easy.
Share a screenshot, let him know, you know, what the results were, what you did, and he's randomly going to pick a winner to get a year free of King Sumo as well as an hour consulting with David. This is awesome. I didn't know you were going to do this. This is really cool. I knew you were going to do something because you said I'm going to do a special prize, but I didn't know exactly what it was. So really good stuff. Is there any other place that you want people to connect with you?
So kingsumo.com is a great place to connect with me. I also have a blog, dmkthinks.org. I occasionally post really short growth strategies there and just like kind of behind the scenes of what we're doing with mm-hmm. Noah and OK Doric and King Sumo. So feel free to check me out there. But really, I hope everyone just enjoys the tips and just uses them and makes some magic happen.
Awesome. dmkthinks.org. Is that right?
Yep, that's okay. Exactly right.
Okay, I'll link all those, everything that we talked about here in the show notes. David, thank you so much for coming on here. Again, well overdue for having you on the show. So glad to have you on here and walk us through these growth strategies. Really appreciate it, man.
Hey, likewise for you, Rick. And thanks for all the listeners who made it this far.
All right. As I mentioned at the top of the show, if you are a Facebook ad manager or you're an online expert, meaning you're a coach or a consultant, and you've got a course or coaching or a membership program, and you'd like live in-person help from my team and me, as well as other successful online entrepreneurs, then I want to invite you to my FBA Live live workshop here in San Diego coming up next month in October. FBA Live, this is my intimate workshop experience where you're going to learn cutting edge online business building strategies, tips, and tactics that are working right now to grow and automate your business. This is an opportunity to implement, with the help of our team, your Facebook ad strategy to grow your business, or maybe it's your clients' businesses. My team and I are going to be personally helping you, looking over your shoulder to make sure that you're walking away with an active, high converting campaign. Or if you're coming in with campaigns that are already running, you're going to be leaving with those campaigns converting better and performing better. If you'd like to take advantage of early bird pricing, make sure to get your ticket before September 14th. After the 14th, the price is going to increase. So to learn more and secure your spot at FBA Live in October, just go to rickmulready.com/FBA Live. rickmulready.com/FBA Live. As always, my friends, thank you so much for listening to the show. I really appreciate you. Coming up on Friday, I've got another quick tip episode coming your way. So until then, and as always, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.